It's BBC One's The Apprentice, but not as you know it.
Would you like to kiss me?
Yes or no?
No.
Well, no. Well, yes.
Yes.
You tell me. Do you want a kissy-kissy my mouth? Yes or no?
The answer to that from me is yes.
You're hired.
I've come to a secret location in South London to meet Cassette Boy. He's a kind of Banksy-style, guerrilla, video, online, parodist, mash-up expert. And he's agreed to talk to me on the strict condition that in order to protect his identity throughout our interview, he wears a large cardboard cassette tape over his face.
We take existing content, like films or TV shows, and re-edit them for humorous or satirical effect. Our previous targets have included The Apprentice.
And then I'm going to stand up and say, hello, girls, how's my pants doing?
David Attenborough.
This small British male listens attentively to the pulsing rhythm. He shakes his body and rubs himself against the female.
All sorts of people like that.
People have always parodied copyrighted material in TV shows, songs and movies. But until this week, they'd had very little protection if the copyright owner sued. Cassette Boy says his work has been generally well received by its targets, but has been removed from YouTube by some production companies. If a celebrity or production company did come after you, you've taken the sensible precaution of wearing a large cardboard cassette tape on your head.
Yes, that's right. So if the Hairy Bikers or Alan Sugar decide that the joke isn't funny anymore and they want to come after us, hopefully this will make it a little bit more difficult for them to find us.
The change in the law should provide Cassette Boy with some protection. Paul Joseph is a copyright solicitor at the firm RPC.
It will now be permitted for someone to create a parody of a movie, a Harry Potter film, for example, or a song, a One Direction song, and provided what they've created is done fairly and broadly is humorous, then that will be permitted.
Even if it ain't all it seems, I got a pocket full of dreams, baby, I'm from New York.
Record companies have been keenest to clamp down. A parody of this song by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, promoting the charms of South East Wales, was famously removed after a copyright claim by EMI.
Yes, it is my lifeblood. These streets, they are a part of me. The yin to my yang, the Craig to my Bellamy.
The change in the law has come as a relief to co-writer of Father Ted, Graham Linehan.
It's not very conducive to good comedy to be sitting there waiting to see what lawyers think of a joke, you know? I wonder whether it might even have a kind of chilling effect where you don't, where you think, well, no, that's just not, it's too much trouble to do that particular joke.
Synonyms and antonyms and matching terms and words that share a meaning.
This parody of the Beatles song I Am the Walrus couldn't have been played on British radio until now, as the music publishers wouldn't allow the lyrics to be changed.
I am thesaurus, synonyms.
There's an important caveat in the new law, though. If a parodist is taken to court, a judge will have to decide whether the disputed parody is funny, which, according to former barrister Clive Anderson, is itself quite funny.
A judge brings his legal skills, or her legal skills, to the process, but remembering what jokes were like on the two Ronnies or something like that might be the reference point of a judge who's might be a little bit older than the target audience of the stuff that's gone out. I think they might have to have assessors in from... Yeah, I'm volunteering from the world of comedy myself, but also younger people who know about what's being done on Instagram and YouTube and all the rest of it.
I like the bass. I like the buttery bass. I like the buttery biscuit bass.
So prepare yourself for the release of a torrent of creativity as parodists plunder copyright material in films, songs and TV shows. Or, like this MasterChef mashup, songs made out of TV shows.
I like the buttery bass. I like the buttery bass.
But it needs more oomph.